This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Next week, a team of space experts will deliver a report on how to put the first human footsteps on Mars. The controversial plan is expected to cost NASA hundreds of billions of dollars, and it requires funds to be cut from other projects. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
When President Bush announced his space vision in January, he talked about extending a human presence across the solar system, the moon by 2020, Mars after that. And when Bert Richter heard this, he thought, uh-oh.
My reaction was, well, we didn't have a good manned space program before, and it sounded to me like maybe it was going to get worse.
Richter is a physicist at Stanford University and a Nobel Prize winner. Where, he wondered, would the money come from? When NASA's budget for 2005 came out, he learned some of it would be taken from existing science programs. One project designed to study dark energy was put on hold. Dark energy was discovered only recently. It apparently makes up most of the universe and causes it to expand.
I think they have made a mistake. The biggest question in cosmology these days is, what is this dark energy?
Two other projects to study black holes and the Big Bang have also been put on hold.
It's not a bit of a delay. This collection, which are known as the Beyond Einstein probes, is indefinitely delayed. Indefinite, to me, means it's not on the agenda at all.
NASA says these programs are on the agenda, just further out than they were. Paul Hertz is a physicist at NASA who helps oversee the projects.
Unfortunately, in this day and age, NASA doesn't have an open checkbook. And balancing how we spend the funds that the public gives to us is an important and difficult part of our job.
A project to study gravity waves, ripples in space-time would be delayed for 1 year, another satellite to study X-rays for 2 years. Critics worry that NASA will only be saving a relatively small amount of money with these delays. They say the cuts will also harm some less high-profile but well-regarded projects. For decades, the Explorer program has been funding small and mid-sized research spacecraft, for instance. The program is also being delayed. Bob Lin, a physicist at the University of California, Berkeley, says these projects have been his lab's bread and butter.
It's one of the few programs where universities can actually do a lot. Students get trained on them, and these are the scientists and engineers who eventually will be needed by NASA for the large programs.
Bert Richter, the Nobel Prize winner, has a different solution to NASA's budget problems. Take the money for the president's Mars plan from the International Space Station. Richter says it hasn't done any real science.
Somebody characterized the experiments to me as ant farms in space, elementary or high school science experiments translated to space. I would think the best thing for NASA to do is to dump the space station into the ocean next week. But that's a controversial view.
NASA does plan to finish constructing the space station by 2010 and retire the space shuttle. That will free up billions of dollars each year to work on a new crew vehicle and a plan to reach the moon and Mars. Paul Hertz at NASA says he's confident the research being delayed now will get done.
I'm extremely optimistic. The compelling nature of the science hasn't gone away just because NASA has an exciting new vision for space exploration. These are important science questions that have to be answered. We're on the verge of being able to answer a question like, what powered the Big Bang? How did the universe get created? We're on the verge of being able to answer what happens when matter and energy falls into a black hole. And we are going to build the missions and take the data and answer the questions and do the science, because it's the most important science we can do.
Congress is not entirely happy with NASA's plans to delay these programs, however. In March, the appropriations subcommittees in the House and Senate sent NASA a letter telling it not to cancel or scale back any projects without first getting their approval. It's unlikely next week's report will offer any easy solutions. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.